The economy is on a roll. It added 243,000 jobs in January.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. The national unemployment rate has dropped to 8.3%. That's 243,000 more jobs, and it's big, far exceeding most analysts' expectations. For more, we go live now to economist David Weiss. He's a visiting fellow at Brown University. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what strikes you about these numbers?
Obviously, they're very strong. It's hard to find much sign of weakness in here. Basically, everybody's hiring except the government, and although the population change in January caused by the revision in census estimates does distort some of the household numbers, even you take that out, it looks awfully strong.
Now, is there anything in these numbers that does concern you or that raises a little flag?
Frankly, no.
Wow.
I think the only interesting thing is a lot of the population change on the re-estimate was concentrated among women, and particularly non-white women, which is sort of odd. Apparently, we've been undercounting them. If anything, though, that gives you a little bit of a boost in the unemployment rate, or should have. The other point, the biggest drop here was in the unemployment rate was among non-whites who had been lagging, so maybe they're catching up.
Now, does this mean that 2012 is going to be the year we see a strong recovery?
A strong recovery is probably an exaggeration, but stronger, probably true. We are seeing a little more strength in the economy. People are feeling confident enough to spend. They're feeling confident enough to go out there and do something instead of just huddled around the television set.
Now, are there sectors you expect to see more growth in going forward?
Oh, certainly. Number one, healthcare continues to be a dominant sector. We're getting older. As you get older, you get sicker, and unfortunately, that's probably going to continue to be a strong sector. Construction, we had a 21,000 gain here. We're starting to see a stabilization in that sector, distorted somewhat by the mild winter weather, but still, that's a very encouraging sign as well.
David Weiss is a visiting fellow at Brown University. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's decision time for state attorneys general around the country. By Monday, they have to choose whether or not to join a national settlement with homelenders over abusive mortgage practices. The deal could be worth up to $25 billion. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
What's better? Take the banks to court and risk years of litigation, or cut a deal and move forward? Keith Dubanovich is chief of staff for Oregon's attorney general.
The fact that we can now provide some direct benefit to people that are facing foreclosure this year as opposed to sometime down the road is one of the substantial reasons that we felt that this was a benefit to Oregon and we wanted to sign on.
Under the deal, banks would modify loans. That could be worth as much as $200 million for Oregon homeowners. The dollar amounts vary from state to state. The reforms are more universal. Kathleen Day is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
So it would end the so-called robo-signing, where employees were just signing things, attesting to things in a court of law that they had no idea about. That's just fraud, and banks won't be able to do it.
Day says the settlement isn't perfect, but it helps people keep their homes. She says that's important because research shows we're only halfway through the total number of expected foreclosures. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Now, let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly higher this morning. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow finished down 11 points to close at 12,705.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email, Reputation.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com.
About 150,000 football fans will stream into Indianapolis for the Super Bowl. A lot of those visitors will have deep pockets. By some estimates, they'll spend $150 million. It's a nice short-term boost, but city officials are hoping the economic glow of the game could last well into the future. From Station WBOI in Indiana, Sean Peter reports.
It's a quiet afternoon at The Place, a restaurant and bar on the north side of Indianapolis. In fact, it's a little too quiet when you consider football fans are already mobbing the city's attractions and jamming up downtown traffic. General Manager Bill McCammon hopes the big boost will come this weekend.
I would say that, you know, if we see anything in the number, in the midst of 15 to 20% increase in population in here, that would be a pretty good sizable bump for a Super Bowl.
The place has only been open a few months and is still settling into the community, so this weekend's business will help. But Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard is dreaming bigger. Ballard says this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance to bring long-term growth to the city because 65% of Super Bowl attendees are decision-makers in their businesses.
So when they're looking at expanding their businesses or bringing conventions to town or something like that, Indianapolis will now have a bigger name across the world as a result of the Super Bowl.
Companies make those kind of decisions for a lot more reasons than, boy, it's nice to have walked around here and spent 3 days here.
That's Indiana University economist Kyle Anderson. He says when he looks at previous Super Bowls, it's tough to tell if host cities have seen any long-term economic growth.
Nobody's gone out and said, well, Detroit hosted the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and suddenly they got, you know, four big corporations moving to the Detroit area. That's never really been tracked that way.
For his part, Bill McCammon at The Place says he's optimistic about this weekend. He expects a lot of customers trying out his restaurant will be locals who don't want the hassle of dining downtown near the Super Bowl Village. And with a little luck, some of those first-timers might just turn into regulars. In Indianapolis, I'm Sean Beter for Marketplace.
And finally, the Super Bowl is about football, sure, and ads, definitely, but it's also about eating. And the highlight of many spreads will be fried, spicy, juicy chicken wings. Bloomberg reports wing prices are at an all-time high. Wholesale prices in Georgia, the largest chicken state, are up 52%. But that doesn't seem to be getting between us and all that buffalo-y goodness. The National Chicken Council says Americans will eat 1.25 billion chicken wings during the Super Bowl. That's enough wings to circle the earth twice and about 100 billion very tasty calories. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The Republican presidential race moves to Nevada this Saturday, but what do the voters really think?
I think our economy sucks.
I am so optimistic for the things that are going to happen.
I am hopeful that the economy will get better because I would like a job.
The Real Economy, our special election coverage live from Las Vegas, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.